Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm live from Hoboken, New Jersey. I'm Jessica.
I don't want to ruin the vibe. I like the vibe. You are not live. You are pre-recorded. This is not a streaming podcast.
Jen, where are you dialing in from?
Oh, I'm a first-time caller. No, I'm not. I'm in Germany visiting Atlas. We are in Berlin. I'm in a super cool multi-generational Airbnb. all the grandparents came. My parents are here. Gen Ma and Gen Pa, as he calls them. That's an idea for step-grandparents out there.
Gen Ma and Gen Pa. I think you're going to say that's an idea for a reality show. Bring both sets of grandparents to an Airbnb in Germany.
That's what it feels like. It's exciting. Oh, I'm very excited to have kicked them out of the room for just a little bit so I can connect with the fam and you. Welcome to Fat Mascara, everybody. We're here for our beauty podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. Yeah.
And looking really good.
Thanks. Notice something refreshed about me. Notice something tidier about my visage.
I do, because I'm very close to you, and I think those brows are like, they're bumping, they're kicking, they're sharp. A couple
tight
of,
price point.
No, I'm just kidding. So it's sharp. It's a sharp price point. Oh my God. But it's okay. I like tight for
yeah,
fat
no,
mascara.
you have great brows right now. What's going on?
So the other day I met the amazing Kelly Baker.
Kelly Baker brows.
Kelly Baker Brows, she came to the city for, like, you know, a press tour, make it sound like an actress or something, for a press tour. She had, like, a little pop-up for editors, et cetera. And it was nice to meet her. I've never met her before. She does the Kardashians brows, but it's, like, beyond Kardashian. I feel like it's a very limiting way to describe somebody's career. I feel like once you say they do the Kardashians, it pigeonholes
them being
look.
The most famous beauty influencers. It's like, but then it gives a whole thought and look to the whole idea
right.
of it all.
So I don't want you to think like, oh, okay, you're going to look like a Kardashian or Kardashian brows.
I feel like Mario like expanded beyond that. He first became known in
1,000%
universe and oeuvre. And
which,
now,
I love that word so much. So but she also does Megan Fox's brows. Go look at her Instagram. It's like amazing. It's Kelly with two E's. So anyway, Kelly Baker, I hope you understand this from just being, hopefully you've been listening to the podcast for a while. If you haven't, like, just like hang in there. I have to like the person in order to talk about them. Like, I have to really like their vibe. I have to like their whole story. She's got an amazing story. I definitely want to have her on the show at some point. She's just freaking awesome. But something she said that I just wanted to bring onto the show that was very interesting is she's super anti-brow laminating. Now, I've never laminated the brows, but we've talked about it. Guilty as charged. I've written about it like when it first was getting hot. I was like, why? And she's like, I think she's explored it before. She doesn't seem like an instant naysayer, but she's like, you're basically using like a chemical process on your brows, like as if you were perming or doing something like harsh like that. And she said, and when they grow in, you're going to get a bend. So she feels like it's very not flattering. Very, you know, it's just like a problematic. Oh, Jen wants to interrupt. What's up?
No, I'm piggybacking.
Oh, piggybacking.
Because Azzy Sachs said the exact same thing to me when I was writing about this for The Cut. And then people go right back to the laminator because that bend makes them wonky. So then they go to get them straightened, quote unquote.
So you're
again.
In a cycle. You're in a cycle. And then that goes to her second point. Her second point was the damage. And she said, I know they have aftercare products. And she was kind of like laughing. She's like, nobody ever uses them. So she's like, I've tried. And
even
I don't
I'm
use
guilty
them.
Of that as a beauty editor. Like, you get the service and they're like, here's how to care for it. After you're like, whatever, I look great. Bye.
Yeah. So she's like, it's just completely awful. And then she also said when she was trying some stuff out with her brow techs who work with her, she said, so one of them got like almost like a chemical burn, like a terrible reaction. And that's not her fault. That's not Kelly's fault. It's just like, you don't know what the actual chemical is. And she's like, it's just a whole mess.
Well, you don't know what you're getting. The practitioner might know what's in their particular one. But it's a perm. It's the same as when you would get curly hair by putting your hair around a curler. You're breaking the sulfur bonds and the disulfide bonds in the brow hair.
Yeah.
And that causes chemical damage the same way it does your head. And imagine like weird, fuzzy, chemically damaged brows.
Yeah, I think this is just cute. Like a space that we got to be careful when it comes to like brow treatments. We didn't talk about lashes, but I was thinking about all the different lash treatments that there are.
No, you get yourself on a cycle of once you start these, you are now hooked in with the amount of money it costs and the look you're after of getting them again and again and again. You know what? Can we also link to the story I did in The Cut where I talked about this too with Azzy Sachs?
Oh, yeah, of course,
because I think it'll help explain it better if you're considering brow lamination. So needless to say, you did not get your brows laminated.
No, and the reason why she was doing the press moment in the city was she has a new product called Laminade. And I was thinking like, oh, you know, I personally don't like products that are very high powered except for the RIP that Mary Kay brow gel that was like basically Aquanet in a tube. That one was really good, but just like as I'm older, I just like less stuff on my face. I don't know. Uh-huh. I think I just have less tolerance. My face is more sensitive. Do you feel that way at all? I just feel like my face is more sensitive to stuff.
I think my whole being is more sensitive. I ain't got time for this.
Yeah. So, but hers is actually just like a putty. Like it moves with, it didn't feel like.
Oh, like not a wax that's like holding it down and
correct.
Like it's more like a pomade, but for brows.
Yeah, I really liked it. But I went in there telling her like, hey, I'm not that kind of client. Like I wouldn't be the consumer for this, but I actually ended up really liking it.
Yeah. I mean, your brows look great. You are giving me Megan Fox. I like the tails.
Okay.
The tails have a nice point to the edge of them. I don't know how she did that.
It took her a very long time. And I...
She's a skilled practitioner. That's how she did it.
No, she was definitely working hard. So anyway, Kelly Baker, very cool. Check her out. She makes products. She has a
Laminate is a
nice
cute
Instagram.
Name, too. I'm not going to lie.
She works in L.A.
Yes.
So that's the scoop.
And that's why Jess's brows look so good. I love that.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah, we'll link to that story I did, too. Little, like, bonus tips there, guys, before we even got into the show proper. And here we go. Just wait for all the things you're about to learn about beauty in this podcast. Jess, are you ready for today?
I am ready.
Let's bring it. Okay, let's do it. Hello, everyone. It's another week in the beauty world. And there's another TikTok trend that's not actually a trend. Just to make it look we've all been doing before with a new name. I know. Come on. But I think I do like when people repurpose looks with new names. I don't know, but this one got to me. It was funny. Golden hour makeup. I don't think Jess has done back research because I'm in charge of the news today.
No.
Jess, what does that say to you?
Okay, wait, can I guess?
Sure, let's make it a quiz.
I don't want to be wrong and like look a fool. Whatever, who cares? Like golden, warm tone makeup with highlights?
100% correct.
Oh!
This is the thing. Sometimes these trend names are so obvious that I'm like, oh yeah, I should have thought of that. That's a good name.
Wait, this is what we did at Cosmo. It was like...
You wrote these names.
Yeah, no, we would come up with like cute things like... Of course, I can't think of one now. Damn it. But like...
I swear Cosmo did gym lips before gym lips were a thing. But go on.
Lonnie Venti came up with this. This was like... She did a story called like Sunday Bunday. And it was like cute little like lazy
girl, Sunday hairstyles.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Lonnie was really good at coming up with stuff like that. But like all of those cutie patootie names, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, why am I mentioning this? Because it's like, oh, and
no,
then?
Because it's the same thing that beauty editors and beauty influencers have been doing for years. It just happens to be in video form instead of print form. And so when I see a good name or good trends like going viral, I get excited on behalf of the creators of it.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to like tip your hat.
If you came up with dumpling skin, look at you. Glazed donut nails, gym lips, all of them. Like, that could be on your epitaph and you'll be really excited about it. Okay, anyway, golden hour makeup. Yeah, it's a bronzy natural with a little bit of a highlight. And so this is a little quote I read about it that from Who What Wear, and I just thought it was nice, from celebrity makeup artist Elizabeth Seropian. She says, it involves using peachy, golden, and bronze tones to achieve a luminous complexion and enhance natural beauty. The focus is on creating fresh and dewy with a warm and ethereal glow. Jess, I feel like we should do a mix and match workbook sheet of like quotes about beauty and like what year they were attributed to or what trend. Like these are like, how many times have you heard that quote? Not that she's not smart and right, but I feel like I wrote that when I was writing about J-Lo glow in 2001.
Oh my God, warm, lit from within, natural,
ethereal.
Beauty.
But I want that. And I do like the cream bronzers that people have been suggesting for this. Instead of a powder bronzer, like that Chanel has a cream bronze product under the Le Beige's line.
Oh, yeah, that huge, that big ass.
It's like a tub. We call it a tub. But
it's a
Jess
tub.
And I, why do we always say tub when we're talking about like a jar that's slightly larger than normal?
Because it's satisfying.
It's so satisfying. But I really like a cream bronzing product lately, and that's probably great for this.
Can I ask
a
question? I know that when we started doing the news, we were just like, there's not going to be a lot of color commentary. It's going to be like just the facts, ma'am. But like, I feel like we've been segueing a lot, but I kind of don't care.
Who said? I want the color commentary.
Okay. Are there any products right now that like you just wouldn't use because you feel like it's not kind of right? Because you're saying, I'm really feeling the cream bronzer. And like, is there anything you've like retired for the moment? Because I feel like everything is like almost having a moment. The only thing that's not having a moment is like Instagram makeup 2015.
You know what's been in the back of my makeup drawer for a while that I used to be into?
What?
The peachy white, peachy eyeliner to open, quote unquote, open your eyes.
Oh.
You do your water lines with a little peachy.
Yeah.
I was into that for a moment. And because it would make your eyes look open. I look at it now, maybe it's because we look in the phone more. It doesn't look natural. It looks like you just put white eyeliner on your eyeball. Like I know it's supposed to be one of those makeup artist tricks that like tricks the eye into thinking that the person's eyes are bigger, but it looks very obvious to me lately when people do it. And so I haven't been doing it. So there, I've answered your question.
Okay.
I don't know if it was rhetorical, but.
No, it was completely genuine.
That was like a hot thing for a minute, remember? Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Creamy bronze products. Check out that Labiges if you haven't. And I'll link to the article about it so you can read about that if you haven't seen it already on the socials.
Okay.
All right, next up.
Hit me.
Underwear made out of seaweed?
Mermaid core is really, you know, hitting a new level.
What will they think of next? Okay, so I was reading up on this brand, Esme, that makes its underwear from a fabric called sea cell, which is woven with organic brown seaweed. It looks like cotton, people. It has all the benefits of cotton. Hypoallergenic, moisture-regulating, breathable. Great. You all want that in underwear. Here's why they're pushing it. They say it also has minerals, antioxidants, vitamins, and amino acids. So I was looking into topical benefits of some of these ingredients because I was like, what is that going to do for your nether regions? Like, why do you need this? And I realized this is one of those marketing stories where, like, they're not connecting the dots. They're just telling you that's in the fabric and letting you in your mind be like, oh, that means it's in my skin or in my vulva or wherever. But it doesn't work like that. Sure, I'm sure it's a great fabric and they're cute underwear, but like you won't get enough absorption of minerals or vitamins to get any benefits from a cloth fabric. Even like, okay, we both love Epsom salt bath, right? Because you can get transdermal absorption of magnesium. Even that I was looking up, they've been showing with some more recent studies, it's not as effective as like taking a magnesium supplement. You'd need to soak for a good long time in Epsom salts to get a lot of magnesium. Don't worry, Jess and I know how to do that. We are fine with that. But wearing seaweed underwear is not going to get you the body benefits of magnesium. Now, am I saying these are bad underwear? No, like I'm sure they're breathable and lovely, but I'm like, what are they going to think of next?
Oh my God. Okay. I feel like that's like a rash itch waiting to happen.
Oh, let me just be clear. They do not look like brown seaweed. Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. That gives me second thoughts on the whole thing too. Is that like a connotation you want for your underwear, brown seaweed?
I don't know.
I'm so curious who got this idea and what they were thinking. As beauty moves its way into more industries, tech, we've seen it, fashion in this case, beauty benefits as part of a perfume that also has mood benefits, or all these other ways that we're hearing about beauty claims in other products, like put on your little fat mascara cap and really, like I'm serious. We've created a huge audience of critical thinkers, have we not?
I think so. So, well, yeah. They were probably already critical, but now they're even more critical.
That's true. I should say they found us and we're all in it together. But like really think about some of these other benefits because I keep seeing beauty in other industries and I'm like, it doesn't work like that. That should be my new corner. It doesn't work like that.
That's actually really good.
Thank you. But instead I have science corner. Let's go. Okay. All right. It's the little things, guys. I just saw this study that talks about stay with me here. We might have fewer female dermatological surgeons because they get less training because there's a lack of gloves. This is about representation and being seen.
Where'd you find this story?
I don't know. I'm always looking for
this. This is
like
a crazy story. I'm imagining the headlines.
It was published in Dell Medical School, did the research, some researchers there. It was published in the Dermatologic Surgery Journal. We may not be saving lives with this study, but here's what happens. Female residents who are training in surgery in dermatology, like 50% of the time, and they studied this, cannot find gloves that fit them.
Okay.
One of the residents was saying, like, I wear a size 5.5 glove without fail. She has to wear the size up because all the gloves are larger because historically, I think more men were represented in this field. And so when you're doing a really detailed surgery and you got loosey-goosey gloves on, it really impedes your skill level and the way you're practicing, and it could affect your skill level. Now, does this mean you're not going to become a surgeon because you're like, I've had it with these loose gloves. I'm quitting. No. But these are the kind of things we see with, residents in dermatology don't get to look at black skin with certain skin conditions because the textbooks don't represent it. And that trickles its way into dermatology and affects all of us. Well, this does too because female surgeons might not have the skill or gain the skill or might not be as comfortable because of the glove situation. Like people have to carry around their own boxes of gloves that fit their hands when they're at work. Like, come on now. You know how much gloves they go through.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
No, that's really interesting. It's just so niche. It's such a niche.
It's niche.
It's not that I didn't believe in the content of the story. Just want to be clear.
Yeah.
It's just that it was such a tight, strange story. Yeah. Go on.
Yeah. But I imagine if you're like somebody who's a resident in dermatology and you're studying and the girl who, the girl, I shouldn't say, the woman who wrote this, she was probably just so pissed off. She's like, I'm going to I'm going to get some numbers on this. Like, I'm going to do the research.
Yeah.
And here she is. All right, because that was super wonky, let's go over to my quirky neighborhood news, which is how
awesome.
Lately Jess and I have been ending the news section. Bears love perfume. Okay. Boo Boo, I swear that's his name. Boo Boo, a brown bear at the John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is a big fan of Taylor Swift's perfume, Incredible Things. Now listen, we're not going to talk about zoos because they are a little bit skeevy sometimes, but we do know most of the animals are born with in captivity from other captured animals, and they do teach children about animals and the environment, so I'm on board with that. Also, Boo Boo is the cutest. Here's what happened. They like to, because the bears are in captivity and other animals, they like to give them stimulation, brain exercises, things to keep them alert, happy. Guess what makes bears really happy? Floral perfume.
That is amazing. This is amazing.
Yeah, I thought it would mess with them. I don't know. They'd go kooky, but like they have an amazing sense of smell and they're used to sniffing out flower patches or honey patches or whatever it is. So I saw the video of the guy, he sprays Incredible Things.
Can you link to this video?
Of course. On like a wood post in this bear's habitat, and Boo Boo goes crazy. Boo Boo sniffs it out and wants to rub up against it. You know when bears scratch their back on a tree?
Like the Cottonelle commercial.
No, he wants Taylor Swift. He is in his back scratching era. He's so cute.
So when you said like bears love perfume, I didn't even think about somebody spraying the wood. I pictured the bear like using his paws to like push the thing down. That's what I thought. Like, I was like, we're going to have an amazing Instagram video.
Like dolphins with mirrors and other, monkeys pushing buttons. And you thought it was going to be bears, doing sniff tests.
And then, like, spraying its wrist.
And then
he, like, puts it down. And he's like, meh.
He moves on to the next one.
Yeah. He's like, what else
and
you got?
He comes back on his wrist. And he's like, I think Incredible Things by Taylor Swift is the one for me.
He's like, I liked Ariana Grande better.
Well, even the zookeepers are like, I saw the video, like another zookeeper is like, let's start testing which ones they like. So maybe they'll start doing this. But they did find that like these flat floral scents tend to be more stimulating and pleasing for the bears. But just go watch Boo Boo.
That is my favorite news item in like, at least a year.
Wow. I'm so proud of myself that I was
so
able to give that to you.
It's so good.
And that the internet was able to give that to you.
I see gift shop potential. I just think they should be really doing a lot more for Boo Boo. And then they could take the money and put it back into. Okay.
You have thoughts. Like, go, you guys, go support John Ball Zoo and give it to the animals.
Taylor Swift could get involved. Okay.
So that's the news. You ready to go raise some wands?
I am.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, They have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. And today we have a goodie from Rachel. Rachel, we don't know where you're from because you didn't let us know. And we didn't want to do that thing where we search backwards.
Stalk you, look up your phone number.
Yeah. So, Rachel, let's protect your privacy, but let's share your raise a wand.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and I would like to raise a wand to a product called Ultimage. This is from a company called Vivier. They are a pharmaceutical grade skincare company out of Canada. The product, I love their vitamin C serums. I love a lot of their products, but the one that I especially love is called Ultimage. So it's a hyaluronic acid gel. So it really gives you that beautiful, plump skin. It also has a bunch of other really nice humectants. So you're getting a very nice, glowy, plump look. But then it also has neuropeptides. So over time, it really works to smooth out the skin and help reduce the wrinkle depth. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Okay. A hydrating serum, which is what we asked for. Brand I've never heard of, Vivier. That's cool. Thank you, Rachel. I feel like we're hydrated. We're not sticky. I don't know.
Is I feel very inspired by the golden hour makeup that we were chatting about before.
Yes. Continue this thought.
Yeah, the light goes down, at least by us.
how to get that look. This is going to be your new homework, everybody. We're not going to give you homework forever. You can also send Raise the Wands all the time about products you love, yes, regardless of what
it doesn't matter.
I should point out you can do that by sending a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com or calling us 646-481-8182. But I will tell you, as I was researching Golden Hour makeup, the products were all over this place. Like, one person's Golden Hour is another person's Golden Hour is another. And here I am with Le Beige's cream bronzer thinking that's the one product that you should be using. Absolutely not. I want to know what you're using. Like, what are your bronzy products right now? Are they good old-fashioned, like, baked bronzer? Are they, like, an illuminating bronzer, a bronzing serum? I just got from Iconic London these bronzing liquid drops. It looks like...
That sounds pretty.
Remember Bonnie Bell gel bronzer from back in the day? It's not a gel, but it's in that kind of tube, and it's a liquid. The color of it is mud, but it looks gorgeous on the skin. Tell me about all the bronzing products for Golden Hour skin. Send us a razor wand. Oh, I love that. I love that. Should I go?
Go.
I'll go because it ties into where I am. This adorable new line. I'm just going to raise a wand to the line. It's called Carry On, but let me spell it for you. CARE.ON. Right? Come
Carry
on.
Carry On.
Yeah, it's travel size and travel appropriate skincare products. Right now, they do it as a kit. You have to buy them all together, which I don't mind because I brought them on the airplane and they were amazing. My favorite was the facial mist. It's like a cucumber facial mist and it's so moisturizing and actually doesn't make your skin drier. You know how some facial mist, you put it on, then it evaporates and then you're like drier than you were before?
Yeah.
This one has moisturizing ingredients. I'm serious. And then you can put the little hydrating mask over top of it and it comes in this cute little netting bag and the packaging's amazing. And I just kind of love the whole idea of it. It's called the En Route Essentials 5-piece kit.
Nice.
And it's so freaking adorable. And it's great. Like, listen, I was on Norse Airways. I don't know if you've ever flown Norse. It's like the Spirit Airlines of Europe. It's probably better than Spirit. But it's like a budget airline. If you want anything more, my dad kept joking because I flew with my dad. He's like, do I have to bring my own seat? Like, it was like,
your dad
funny. You have to pay for a carry-on, then you have to pay for an underseat bag. If you want a meal, you pay for it. If you want a blanket, you pay for it. I get it, though. You're getting a deal on the
How
ticket.
How are the meals?
I didn't pay for it. I just went to sleep with my hydrating mask on, so I didn't.
You can sleep sitting up.
Yeah, the seats were really nice. They had the little neck holders for you,
okay,
but no blanket for you unless you want to pay €8, you know?
Oh my God.
So my point being, when you go now, lots of people like have their own little kit that they need to make themselves feel comfortable when they're in their little economy teeny tiny seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carry on like makes you feel luxe even if you're on Spirit.
That's actually a great tip. Like if you're traveling this summer, get yourself like a little cutie pie kit. And this is what run from Carry On. Sounds quite nice.
I know. I make it like one time in my life that I used to be able to fly business class when I was at work and they give you those little kits on, but I always thought they were wasteful, but then
so
I sort
good.
Of loved them. Have your own. That's things you actually know you love and just like pop it in your bag when you're ready to go.
Oh my God. Shout out the little Elemis kit. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, Elemis made a good one. I forget what airline they were involved with and they did that, didn't they?
I think it was Virgin or British Airways.
Yes. Well, guess what? Doesn't matter what airline you're on. You can have.
Doesn't matter. You can carry on yourself.
Carry on.
Carry on.
I really need to stop saying it like that. I should just say carry on because that's probably how the founder says it. And I'm making it all like carry. Okay.
Carry on.
Goodbye. What are you raising a wand to, Jess?
I am raising a wand to a hair product. And it is, I'm trying it out right now. And actually, I really like it. It's Szechuan is the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their Ocean Mist spray. It's like a salt spray.
And not a usual kind of styling product for you, but your hair does look very voluminous.
It's very, very voluminous.
Did you air dry with this?
Yes, I always air dry. I don't
know. Oh, it gave you then a little bit more texture than I usually see you with an air dry.
Exactly. So it's a styling salt spray. It gives you definition and texture. It gives you the feel after a day at the beach with sun and salt water. It definitely gives you it leaves your hair like a little crunchy. I don't know if that's going to be a deterrent or like a good thing.
I personally like that because I know I've got some grip in there.
Yeah, it definitely gives you grip. It says you can use it on towel dry hair and that you let your hair air dry. That might have been a better choice for me, but I put it on dry hair this morning, and then it says in style. Oh, like, I don't know what style
means. That gives you
means.
A very beachy look, like maybe even some sand in there. If you let your hair dry first and then use a salt
That's what
spray.
I did. And I probably, there's some parts where I should have put a little bit more. Like, I was just kind of just like, and then I like ran out
of
the
Oh, if you
house.
Do it on damp hair and then braid your hair, it gives like a really nice tassel. I actually know the product you're talking about. It smells amazing, right?
Oh my God, it smells incredible. I'm glad yes. you brought that up. I was about to forget. Yeah, no, it smells incredible. Jen, I'm going to try the technique that you are talking about because I just was like, I need to try this. And I put it all over my head and then I like ran out to like run an errand. But it's definitely giving my hair like more texture than it normally has. And the smell is great. It's like $36.
It's not really fruity. Nice. It's like expensive spa smell. It's very mm-hmm. like fresh and... I don't know.
Yeah. Very expensive spa. You are on vacation at a very expensive spa. Very cool. So that's the scoop. All right, Jen.
All right. Don't forget the golden hour because I'm actually really excited about hearing how people are bronzing.
Yeah. I'm curious if it's going to be like, if we're going to get a lot of like metallic or if it's going to be super luminous, if it's going to be very sheer.
Like who does a shimmer, who does a not shimmer. Mm-hmm. Tell us mm-hmm. why this is your bronzer. Mm-hmm. If you mess up, just keep talking. I'll edit it. I'll make you sound good.
Thanks,
I'm here for
Jen.
You guys. I love you. Go get your beauty Aww. Sleep. We'll see you. Oh, I love you too, Jess. I meant that for them, but I also love you. Get your beauty sleep. We'll see you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.